Army veteran Natasha DeLintz served two tours in Iraq. While she was deployed, a crisis was unfolding at home.
Towards the end of my military career, my mom had gotten sick. And so that kind of, I guess, if you will, opened the gateway and exposed me to healthcare.
When she left the Army in 2012, DeLintz had to move her mother into a nursing home. She also decided to pursue healthcare as a career, first as a nursing assistant and then as a healthcare administrator. She says the experience of watching her mother decline and die in a nursing home was traumatic. She wasn't aware there were other options, like a group home.
And so I wanted to start my own company, not only to provide those kind of services, but to also educate, if you will, the community on their options.
DeLintz had no experience setting up a business, so she turned to Rosie Lee. She's founder of Action Zone, a nonprofit in Tampa that guides veterans and their spouses through the steps of entrepreneurship.
We do one-on-one consultations. We have mentor and subject matter expert referrals. And we just nurture them from the time they have that idea to when they launch and beyond so that they can grow a viable and sustainable business.
Participants get up to 14 weeks of training on the ins and outs of running a business, hiring, payroll, marketing. Natasha DeLintz says by the end of the course, she crafted a plan for her group home. In early 2020, she was ready to open, and then came the pandemic. Her new business has been in a holding pattern ever since.
Each month that goes by, there's a loss in revenue because it's five empty beds that I have in my home right now that I have not been able to fill over the past year.
For now, DeLintz continues working her day job as a program administrator for the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. She says she's tried to make the most of the past year, connecting with other home health providers so she can get a running start once the pandemic is under control.
They send referrals. They discuss maybe other opportunities in terms of, you know, in the future, if your home is full and I have an open bed, maybe we can network that way.
Rosie Lee says Action Zone has pivoted to offering training through Zoom and Facebook Live. She says vets learn how to adapt to difficult situations in the military, a necessary skill during pandemic lockdowns and economic uncertainty.
They have this culture, which is extremely entrepreneurial because they're very collaborative. They recognize opportunity. They recognize challenges as opportunity, and they find a way to fix that.
According to a survey from Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Affairs, 65% of vet entrepreneurs say their military experience prepared them for business challenges brought on by the pandemic. Syracuse researcher Rosie Vasquez-Mari says most vet-owned companies have weathered the pandemic economy fairly well.
I think overall, with the data that we've collected, most of people indicated that they are prepared. They won't close tomorrow, if you will. I think a good majority said they could probably be in this uncertainty for about a year time frame.
During the campaign, President Biden promised help for veterans transitioning to civilian life, including an expansion of private sector training for post-military careers and a new program to promote entrepreneurship among military spouses. I'm Bradley George in Tampa.